Welcome, welcome, faithful listeners, to Pocket Toyed, episode 51-Z-Guy. We're having a special episode this, I started to say week, as I think we have a set schedule or something.
Yeah.
But we're talking all about the 25th anniversary of the Game Boy, and we are old. I am not just old, I am Addison slash Crackety Jones. And with me, as always, is my lovely co-host...
Jordan slash Jackal27.
Yeah. So, that will be the meat of the show, is, you know, talking about the anniversary of the Game Boy and just taking the old bus down to Retro City.
Down to Retro City.
Yeah. It's kind of like Radio Shack, except less sad. But... first, we need to talk about video games that we've been playing. You go first.
Okay.
As I'm sure you're going to have a lot more than I do.
Yes. So, let's see. I don't know. I haven't really been playing anything for the show, which is a nice change of pace. But I have been playing things. I hacked... well, my Wii was already hacked, but I hacked it some more. I did, like... I added some more emulators to it. I bought a new SD card, like a 16 gig, and I threw some PlayStation 1 games on there and some N64 games on there. And that's been super fun. And I actually started using the Super Nintendo emulator on there to play some games that never came out in the US. So I have a couple RPGs going right now, like Silva Saga 2 and some other stuff. What else have I been playing? I went on a trip to Dallas for a conference, and while I was on that trip, I played a lot of Grand Theft Auto Liberty City Stories and some more Joan d'Arc, and I got back into Persona 3 Portable quite a bit. I haven't really been playing a lot of Final Fantasy X2 HD. I should get into it, but it just isn't as compelling as Final Fantasy X was. But I mean, it's still fun. It's just not as yay. It's just kind of it's all right. And then, of course, I've been playing a lot of Pokemon as well.
Yeah.
But you knew about that.
You're playing five different Pokemon games,
yes,
right?
I am playing. I mean, I say that, but I'm not playing all five, all the time. Really, I'm mainly playing, three of them. But they're all randomized in some shape or form. I had a randomized Fire Red going with only Gen 2 Pokemon. I had a randomized Blue, randomized Gold, randomized Black, and another one. I don't remember. And then, but then I added randomized Platinum. I'm doing that one too.
So are we both playing the exact same version of Fire Red?
No.
Or did you do a different randomized one?
I gave you a different one because the one that I gave myself was kind of messed up, and I had some different stuff, and I haven't really even touched mine. So I could start the same one that you're doing right now, but I also looked... I also, did yours, because I randomized a few ROMs for Addison. I also... whenever you randomize it, you can create a data file that will show you, every Pokemon in the whole game. So it'll say, these different areas, the ones that will appear, and which Pokemon different trainers are using. And also, what the starters are, and what the legendaries have been replaced with. And so I've already seen all that, because I randomized, a few for you, and I kept making those files to make sure that you didn't get, something really stupid. So, but, yeah. And then, didn't I leave you a surprise as one of the starters on Fire Red? I think I did. No.
Leave me what?
I left you a surprise in one of them.
On the Fire Red one it's just it? The original Gen 2 starters.
The original starters. Which other ones did I randomize for you?
Oh man, I just remember Fire Red and Emerald and one of the Black and White games, I think.
Yeah, I think Blue. I think Pokemon Blue. I left you a surprise in
I'll
that
have
one.
To start that one next.
It was either Pokemon Blue or it was Emerald, but I think it was Blue. I left you a surprise. Anyway, so yeah, I've been playing those randomized. Mainly, I've been actually into Platinum, which is strange because Gen 4, or at least, Diamond and Pearl were always my least favorite. I never liked those. But I really like Platinum a lot. They fixed a lot of the things that I didn't like about Diamond and Pearl. And it's just, I'm having more fun with it. And randomized, I'm having more fun too, because I never liked the Pokemon selections in Gen 4. But I like it randomized. So
Neat.
it's a good one. Yeah. And then in Black, I think I'm at like the fourth gym leader. So, and
Yeah.
that game's good.
Diamond and Pearl are still like the only Pokemon games I haven't finished.
Yeah.
Should probably go back and actually finish that generation.
Did you ever play Platinum?
No, I didn't.
Yeah, just play Platinum.
Okay.
Because they fixed a lot of the stuff that was wrong with Diamond and Pearl, and the character designs are better. So they actually changed like all the main characters' designs. So
I never
like
looked
they're
into
all like
Platinum that much. I didn't think they changed really a whole lot.
it was the changes are more minor, because I looked through like what they are and they're more minor, but they're like but it it mean it's like the stuff that bugged me in the first game is kind of, or in Diamond and Pearl, they fixed it quite a bit. One of the main things that bugged me is I really hated the character designs, but I liked them a lot more in Platinum. And then in Platinum also they made the whole region like more snowy. Like there's like snow everywhere. And I always dig snow, so like I like that too. But anyway, I think I gave you a randomized Platinum. Oh, but I need to replace the one I gave you because the one I gave you is messed up. So
Well, cool. What
anyway,
else have you been playing?
hold on, I forgot to mention. Yeah, one of my Platinums, my original Platinum I was playing was messed up, and I was really disappointed because I really loved my team. My starter was a Larvitar, and then I also had like a Slugma and some other guys, and then I had to erase it because I found out that it never randomized the actual trainers. I was like, wait a second, these trainers aren't randomized. And I was like so mad that now my starter is Swinub. I've never used Swinub before, so.
Swinub's
Doesn't he
really
evolve
good,
into like
actually.
Mamoswine?
Although, yeah, he's
Is he?
got some powerhouse ice moves.
Sweet. Well, I'll keep using him. What were you saying?
Oh, I was just asking what else you've been playing.
Kirby. More Kirbys. I also played, like, because they just shut down the Nintendo Wi-Fi service today, or Wi-Fi connection for Wii and DS games. Which is sad, much sad. And I played last night. I played like some of my favorite online DS and Wii games. I played Phantasy Star Zero. I played Tatsunoko versus Capcom and GoldenEye and The Last Story and some other stuff. So,
What do you do online in The Last Story?
oh my gosh, it was so good. They had competitive multiplayer where everybody like battled it out. And then they also had co-op missions where you fought like super strong bosses together, and you really had to work together to beat them. And you got like unique like weapons and armor that you couldn't get otherwise in
Oh,
the game.
that's really cool.
Well, it was, but now you can't ever get those things again, so it sucks.
Yeah, it's funny. I was actually looking at a copy of The Last Story at GameStop today.
Yeah, I mean it's an amazing game.
Oh,
I love it.
that reminds me. I played Mario Kart
You can
8
go ahead.
today.
And start talking about what you played. I'm done.
Oh, okay. I played Mario Kart 8 today at GameStop.
Oh, how was it?
Gorgeous.
Oh man, I'm buying it day one.
Yeah, me
Especially
too.
'cause you get a free game with it too, so.
Yeah, I'm probably just gonna sell that because I have all of those games except for Wii U Play or Party Play, whatever it's called.
See, I'm kind of glad I don't have any of them now.
Yeah.
Because I never got Pikmin, I never got Zelda, so I'm
Are
just
you
gonna
gonna
buy.
get
I'm gonna.
Zelda or are you gonna wait to get a physical copy of Zelda?
I don't know. See, it's like, I don't know. See, I really like Pikmin,
Yeah.
but like, I feel like I'm more likely to spend money on Pikmin than I would be Zelda, since I already own Zelda,
Yeah, I see what you're saying.
But I do want Zelda, so it's kind of like, what do I do? So I don't know. I'm still thinking about it.
Well,
Whatever.
here's an idea. If you wanted, you could get one, and then I could sell you my code for the other at like a reasonable price.
Ooh, like what kind of reasonable price?
I don't know.
Okay.
I think those are both still $50 games.
I also don't know if I have room to download both of those either, so And I would rather have, I think, Pikmin physical. So I'm not sure. I don't know. I'll think about
I was gonna try to get like somewhere between $20 and $30.
Yeah.
More
I'll think
realistically,
about it.
20. Anyways, no one cares about me selling you
Oh, I
GameCube.
forgot to talk about what else, the biggest thing I played. I'm such an idiot.
Okay, go.
I played Child of Light.
Oh yeah.
A lot of Child of Light, actually. That's been one of the main things I've been playing. I don't know why I forgot to talk about
The
it, but
game
man, that
just
game
announced for
is.
the Vita.
Yeah, it's coming to the Vita, and I was going to review it, but I think we're going to try and get a Vita review copy, so I won't review it. But man, that game is awesome. It's so good. It's gorgeous. It's like a game made for me. It's like kind of overly dependent on art
Yeah,
style
that was.
with like
I think that might have been the last
goofy.
game I played at PAX this year.
Yeah. Man, it's so pretty. Oh my gosh. And the music is even prettier than the visuals.
Yeah. Oh my God, yes.
The music is amazing. And then I love the gameplay too, because it's like, it's pretty much a JRPG with like some awesome mechanics in the battle system.
Yeah,
Man,
it's got a
it's
lot
just a
of
great, great
really
game.
interesting original mechanics.
Yeah, I love
What
slowing down the
the heck?
enemies.
I just found my Vita charge cord that I've been looking for, and it was just right in front of me on my desk, except my desk is a mess, and that's probably why I couldn't find it. Glad I found that though, because I haven't been able to play my Vita.
Anyway, Child of Light's awesome. Buy it, buy it, buy it, buy it, buy it.
Should buy it.
For, I mean, that's what I would say. We'll have a Vita review at some point, but I like it on my Wii U though. Good stuff.
How long did it take you to finish?
I'm not done with it yet.
How many hours have you put into it?
Five maybe? 5 or 6, 7? I don't know. I've heard it takes about 10 to 15 to finish.
Seems pretty good considering the game costs like what, $15?
Yeah, it's really solid. And
Yeah.
also like I my fa my ideal length for an RPG is like around 25 hours. After that, I just start to get kind of bored,
Yeah.
and it just kind of feels like it adds on some like filler.
I
And so
never
like
finished Ni No Kuni.
Yeah, I mean, like these games are just so huge and so long. I mean, it's cool that it's that long, and in the beginning I'm really excited about that, but in reality, like once I cross 30, 40 hours, I'm starting to get bored. And so if a game's if I can beat an RPG in 15, 20 hours, I'll be happy. I'm cool with that. But yeah, so far it's awesome. I really hope they make another one. I hope it sells well too.
I mean, must be doing pretty decent for them if they decided to port it this soon to Vita.
Yeah, for sure. But man, it's just so cool. It gives me so much hope that games like this can still get made into like today, 'cause it's like a game that's like it's 2D. It has a like it stars a little girl. It's a Japanese RPG, turn-based RPG. It has like this, pretty art style, and the music is mostly just piano. And it's and the, and all the dialogue rhymes and has like kind of this like childish theme to it, and it's amazing and doing great. And it's like, it just gives me so much hope, because so many games today are just stupid
Yeah.
crap.
That's yeah, unfortunately.
Yes.
Anyways, so is that it for you for this week?
That's it.
Okay.
Live stream some indie games tonight, but that was about that.
Like I was saying, I went to GameStop today and played some Mario Kart 8. I just played two tracks 'cause I wanted to save a bunch for when the game comes out in like a week. Yeah, geez. It's like a week from Friday. Wow, it's crazy.
Yeah.
So the first one I played as Koopa
Yeah, my
Troopa in
fave.
what was
He
that
he's my he's
stage?
my
It was
boy.
like it was some underwater water park type stage. I forgot what it was called.
That's
But it
cool.
was gorgeous. And then I played as Rosalina on a motorcycle, on like this crazy Tron techno looking course. And that was really fun. Came in second on that one, kinda mad. Stinking Baby Daisy beat me at like by a nose.
What
So
do you
I,
what do you ra what how many CCs do you race at?
oh, usually I do 150.
Yeah.
Like usually 100 or 150. Most of the time
Yeah.
150. Yeah. So basically, it looks really great. Game's gorgeous. You've got, single player, offline multiplayer, online multiplayer, online like two player. Like you can have two people locally playing online together. And then there's that whole Mario Kart TV, which is pretty interesting.
Yeah.
So I think they are really trying to sell some Wii Us with that game.
Yeah, for sure.
I hope they do.
Obviously, I think that's why they're like pushing the free game thing
Yeah,
too, 'cause then it's
for
like
sure.
if you buy a Wii U with it, you're basically getting a free game.
And
So.
then you also, they've got the bundles that they're putting
Yeah.
out. It must be working a little bit because I had one of my friends hit me up and it's like, "Hey, is Vintage Stock gonna get these?" I'm like, "I don't know, man. I don't work there anymore." Anyways, I've also been playing a ton of Kirby Triple Deluxe. I
Oh,
didn't have it at the time.
I forgot that you got it.
Yeah, I didn't have it last episode because at the time of recording, it wasn't out, I don't think.
Yeah.
Yeah, I got copy from Amazon and I've just been loving it. I
It's
usually will take
awesome.
my 3DS with me to work and play at least one stage during my lunch break.
Yeah. I got to play Kirby Fighters like three player at
Oh, nice.
my parents' house, 'cause my niece had her 3DS and I got to play it with her and Bennett. And
Nice.
yeah, it was super fun.
Do
And Bennett
that
was like
during our.
destroying
We gotta
me.
do that during the E3 party.
Oh, absolutely. And it has download play too, so
We
like
should record.
anybody that has a
We should record
3DS.
like a live episode. Like right after the. Like just a short little one maybe to just. And like not even edit it and just throw it up after the Nintendo conference.
That'd be
That'd
fun.
be great. We should do that.
Or even after Sony to talk about
Yeah, that too. Or we just we well,
like Vita
we could do
stuff.
it after Nintendo and cover both Sony and Nintendo.
That's
And
true.
maybe Microsoft if they announce something. Who knows?
That'd be crazy. That's never happening
Dude,
though.
I don't know what Microsoft is doing because they like announced the Kinectless Xbox and then they also
Yeah.
announced all that Halo stuff. So like I mean, I don't know why you would announce all that before E3, but must have
Yeah.
something going on.
Yeah.
So I also started the Mass Effect trilogy over. My roommate has the trilogy on PS3, and I never actually beat Mass Effect 2 or 3. So I've been playing the first Mass Effect here and there, playing as a Fem Shep, running around with Rex and Garrus. They're my favorites to keep on my team. Haven't played really anything on my Vita lately because I only just now found my cord. Haven't really been playing anything else on my 3DS other than Kirby. Just so much Kirby.
It's such a good game. It's just so
It's
purely
so
fun.
good.
Yeah.
It's so gorgeous. Oh my god, it's
Oh.
so much better looking than I thought it was gonna be.
Yeah, and have you used the 3D at all too?
Oh yeah.
Yeah, the boss is in 3D. Like that the whatever Wispy Woods boss in 3D was like holy crap.
Yeah, it's a great game. I love it. I love just sitting there and looking at all the pretty bright colors.
Yes.
It's a really fun and also kind of like a relaxing game since it's not
Yeah, it's
super
so easy.
challenging.
Only thing that frustrates me is whenever I like miss one like sun star and then I have to go back and find it.
I'm just gonna wait till the end to go back and find all the ones I've
Yeah.
missed. And sometimes I'll see one, like I'll screw something up and be like, dang it, I know that sun star is right there and I can't do anything about it.
Anytime that happens with me, I just kill myself. Like immediately, and I'm like, I'm not going back for this. I will get
Yeah,
it now.
I should
What
probably do that.
world are you on?
I think I'm towards the end of the third world right now.
Oh, okay, cool. You're like right. You're. Oh no, you're not as far as I am. I'm like towards the end of the fourth world, I think.
Yeah.
So I've mostly just been playing Kirby Fighters.
Then I've also been playing Dota, as per usual. Not much other than that. I was gonna, probably after this, after I eat, gonna probably work on starting to hack my Wii since we finished the game room today.
It's so easy to do these days.
There are
Have you?
so many stupid posters in that room. I love it.
That's awesome. I love it. Yeah, and some of mine are in there too, aren't they?
Yeah, a bunch of yours.
I might have some more for you. I could be wrong about
I
that
was
though.
gonna. I remember Nintendo Power, towards the end of their run, they put out what looked like just an issue of Nintendo Power, but it was just all old, like reprints of a bunch of old posters.
Yeah,
So
they did a few of those.
I was gonna see if I could find some of those to buy online for a decent price.
Yeah, you can find them pretty cheap. I think I bought all those posters back in the day for like, $2 each or something like
Yeah.
that. So like from eBay.
But we were finishing it up today, and Aaron started to put up this Gran Turismo 4 like advertisement thing that he had that he got from Babbage's forever ago, and I was like,
Did he used to work there or something?
no, we were just like
Oh.
friends with the guys that work there. So
Hey, me too.
he was putting it up, and was like, why are you putting that up? And he's like, I don't know, why not? I was like, have you ever played Gran Turismo 4? And he was like, no. He said, but you haven't played Sword of Mana. I was like, yeah, but I can, it looks a lot cooler, and I would actually play that, and I would never play Gran Turismo 4.
Sword of Mana's a good game. I played a lot of it as a kid. I actually that poster like I gave you a like I rebought it, but I had that poster in my room as a kid. Like from Nintendo Powers. There's so many my whole room when I was a kid was covered in video game posters.
That's pretty cool.
But
So,
yeah. Anyway.
yeah, other than that, can't really think of much else that I've been playing. My cat just jumped in my lap and was demanding my attention and also is biting my hand. Yeah, so that pretty much wraps it up for me for Games of the Week.
Sweet.
Yeah, I guess,
I'm so
we're not gonna do any news for this episode, are we?
No, I mean, we can talk maybe later. If we have some time, we can talk about a couple things, but there's not even a
Yeah,
lot
there
of
hasn't really
stuff.
been much news. I mean, we already mentioned that Child of Light's coming to Vita, and that's probably been the biggest handheld news in the last couple weeks.
Last couple days, anyway.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, so Jordan,
Yes.
tell me about your first experience with a Game Boy.
My
Not
first
like,
experience with a boy or just a game?
with a boy who games.
Man, we haven't done a topical episode in like years.
I know, it's been a long time.
It's, I mean, like since like episode 8, like
When's
maybe even before that.
the next Game Gear anniversary?
I don't know. Like neither of us ever owned a Game Gear though, so we like wouldn't have a ton to talk
No, I
about.
used to have a Game
Oh yeah,
Gear.
you did. I forgot.
Yeah.
I didn't.
Anyways, so what was your first experience with a Game Boy?
My first experience with a Game Boy that I can remember. Okay, I don't really remember anything much in the 90s video game wise. I mean, I knew that the Game Boy existed, obviously, but I was homeschooled, so I didn't really have a ton of friends outside of like my church and like some other homeschool people. And that was up until like second grade that I was homeschooled. And then, in the late 90s when I was like in like third grade or so, I was like 11, 10 or 11. That was when I really started kind of paying attention to this stuff, and I also started going to public school. And so, I had a friend Scott across the street from me, and he had a Game Boy Pocket, which back in the day I didn't, know there was. I just thought the Game Boy Pocket was just a Game Boy. I didn't even know that there was a difference. But he had a Game Boy Pocket, and he had the Lost World Jurassic Park on it. And I think I talked a bit about this in the end of the last episode, actually. And I was super into dinosaurs as a kid. I mean, crazy into dinosaurs. Like I'm into video games now, you know? That's how I was into dinosaurs as a kid. really into dinosaurs and Godzilla too, both those things. He had this Lost World Jurassic Park game, and I was just like, I've got to get my hands on this because I really wanted to play, the Lost World. And then he also had a Nintendo 64 with Turok, and so I was just like, those two things were kind of what piqued my interest about video games, because it was like all of a sudden like, whoa, video games have dinosaurs in them. I need video games.
Just out of curiosity,
And
did you ever play Dino Crisis?
I no, not really. I mean, I own it, but I've barely ever played
Yeah.
it. Like I have, and I don't really even own it. I just have it burnt on a CD. But I've never really played it. But as a kid, I thought it was cool though. But I was kind of like, I didn't discover it till I was like a teenager, and I was kind of moved on from the whole dinosaur thing
Yeah,
by then.
I had never even like heard of Dino Crisis until Dino Crisis 3 came out on the Xbox.
Oh, that game's
Yeah.
awful. But so I saw the Lost World Jurassic Park on Scott's Game Boy, and then I was just like, I need one of these really bad. And I and but the thing that really pushed me over the edge was the commercial for the Game Boy camera.
Oh, yeah.
I just remember like it showed like all these different people, and there was like this wacky like 90s commercial with like teenagers and like mid 20 somethings like doing wacky stuff with the Game Boy camera and like with their own photos. And I remember telling, and then I saw it on the news too. There was like some CNN report when they were like, it's a digital camera, oh, like on a Game Boy, wow. And
Whoa.
and I just remember like telling my dad like, I need that, I need that. And then let's see, my grandma came into town because she used to live like in like Mississippi, and she would always like buy us each, like my brothers and I, something. And we went to the store. And at this point, I had like an NES, like my that Scott had given me once he got his N64, but that was it. I just had an NES, and it was my first game console in like 1998.
Oh my gosh.
And yeah, and so like she took us to Walmart, and she was like shopping for stuff. And then my little brother Graham, and this was, oh, Graham was always like this. So like, Grandma and Grandpa would take us to get donuts, and I would try and be considerate and be like, I'll take like one glazed. And he would pick like seven sprinkled donuts and cost like $9,000. And he just wouldn't care. And I would be like, and I would just look at him and be like, Graham, no, that's rude. Like, stop it. And so like we go to Walmart, and she's gonna get us like toys, and I'm like, okay, I'll take like, a $3 plastic dinosaur toy. I don't wanna be, I don't wanna be rude to Grandma. And Graham's like, I want a Game Boy. I want a Game Boy. And then like he's like demanding a Game Boy, and Grandma's like, well, she's like, well, here's what we'll do. And I was like, Grandma, it's too expensive. Don't get it. No. I was like, and they had this thing. She's like, here's what we'll do. The Game Boy Pocket was $50, and the Game Boy camera was also $50. And she was like, I'll give you each $50, and you can buy, the Game Boy camera and the Game Boy. And so we got the green Game Boy
Yeah.
Pocket, and even though it was supposed to be both of ours, I was really the one that kind of dominated it for the most part. I mean, we did share it pretty well, but I did kind of, I was the older brother, and I kind of just, would commandeer it and not say anything, and no one asked any questions because I was the oldest. So, but yeah, those were kind of my first days with the Game Boy. There's a lot more, but I'm sure we'll get into it later.
Neat.
But those are good, those are good memories. I just remember, and it's kind of cool because like the Game Boy camera and like the Game Boy Pocket kind of defined like how I play games today. Like I like weird, like the Game Boy camera is a weird thing. It has all these like weird like mini games built into it and stuff, and that's the kind of stuff that I like now. And it's sort of unique, and I don't know. I always loved the Game Boy Pocket. I never really had the giant brick one, other than like a kind of broken one somebody gave me one time, but I had the pocket. So anyway, what about you? Give me your Game Boy memories.
Let's see. It must have been like, let's see. What year did Red and Blue came out in 98, right?
'98, or we got ours in '99, I believe, or 2000. But I think it came out in 98. I think you're right.
So I'm pretty sure it was probably like 1996, 1997, Christmas, and I got a Game Boy with
Was it a pocket?
no.
Oh, okay. I was about to say
The
because the pocket came out in 98,
I got
and I think
the
it kind of coincided with Pokemon that they were kind of pushing those two together.
Yeah, I got the old fat Game Boy and with Tetris, and then my older brother got me some like Ren and Stimpy game. I don't remember exactly what it was called, but it was a Ren and Stimpy Game Boy game because I really liked Ren and Stimpy. So
I wasn't allowed to watch Ren and Stimpy as a kid.
looking back on it, maybe I shouldn't have been allowed to watch Ren and Stimpy, but I did. So I played a bunch of that, and then I think my dad kind of got addicted to Tetris, and so he ended up getting a Game Boy too. A few years later, we both got Game Boy Pockets, and then I got Pokemon Blue. That was around the that was like in 98 or 99. That was around the same time that my current roommate, because we bonded over Pokemon, and because like I had heard of it and hadn't I didn't know a lot about it, and he was telling me about it, and we just talked about it and played Pokemon, like not the actual game, but pretended to be Pokemon trainers and stuff. I remember him like explaining to me what a rare candy was, and I thought that, like, for some reason, I just thought rare candies were the coolest thing. So then, after Game Boy Pocket, I remember years later, around my birthday, going to Target and getting a Game Boy Color, and I got the aqua marine, like the
Was
blue
that
one.
was that the clear
No,
one?
like the blue one.
The purple one?
No, it was like blue.
It was like I don't remember a blue one. I only remember the purple and the clear one.
No, because they had like a green one and a blue one, the clear one and the purple one.
Oh yeah, I remember the green one now that you mention it.
Maybe I had a green one. I
But
thought I had a blue one, but maybe
not
I
the
had the
blue one
green one.
though.
I don't even remember. I think I got like, I think after that, my mom took me to Game Exchange and I got Link's Awakening DX.
Oh man, that game.
And then after that, I guess I, for some reason, just decided to give you like all my Game Boy history instead of just first experience. I'll let you go back and edit, or not actually edit it, but go back and give your rest of the history in a second.
Oh, prepare yourself.
From there, kept playing Game Boy, kept, I'm Pokemon Gold and Silver. That was a big handheld gaming time in my life, just playing a so much Pokemon Gold. Oh my gosh. And then, Pokemon. Sorry to say Pokemon Advance. Game Boy Advance came out. Picked that up, with,
That doesn't count. That's a Game Boy Advance.
Oh,
We're talking about the Game Boy.
okay. Game Boy Advance doesn't count?
No.
All right. Well, fine. Then I guess Game Boy Color was the last Game Boy I got.
I don't even know if I'd count Game Boy Color, but I'll let it slide this time.
I think it counts. They all played the same thing. They all would play the
Guess that's
same
true.
games.
There weren't that many Game Boy Color exclusives either.
Yeah. Wait, were there Game Boy Color games that like wouldn't play in a Game Boy?
Oh yeah, tons of
Oh,
them.
I thought they.
Dragon Dra No, Dragon Quest III. Any of the black carts, those will play in a Game Boy. But any of the like clearish ones with the rounded top, those will not
Okay.
play in a Game Boy. The like Dragon Quest III, Pokemon Crystal, some other
I
stuff
didn't
too.
realize that.
Super Mario Bros. DX won't. I don't know. Other junk.
My Game Boy Pocket was
But anyway.
a green one, by the way. The like forest green.
Yeah. Oh, forest? No, mine was like a. Like a tealish green. It was more of like a
I
soft. See if I
remember
can find it. I didn't even know there was a
Remember mine
four
being
screen
like
one.
a dark green.
Pocket. I'm gonna look. I think there was extreme green, maybe, and then something else. I'm gonna look it up real quick. Oh, maybe. Yeah, I guess it is more of a darker green. It's just it doesn't feel forest to me. But yeah, you're right. It is more of a dark green. I need to pick up this exact Game Boy
Yeah, I would
Pocket
like
once
to do that.
again. I
Too bad the
really
Game
love
Boy
this thing.
Light ever came over here.
Oh, my friend Chris from Japan, he has one. I
Yeah.
get I anytime I'm at his house, I play with it, and it's awesome. I mean, it's like a Game Boy Pocket, but like it has the, SP style backlight.
Man, I want one of those.
Yeah. Ugh, looking at this little thing is giving me so much feels right now. Dang, I need this. I don't know what happened to it. I wish I would have never gotten rid of it. Oh, I can't send it to you. We're not on Skype.
I wonder if my dad still has his Game Boy Pocket. He probably doesn't, but if he does, I know he doesn't use it.
I just love how it took AAA batteries, but it still lasted forever on those two
Yeah.
AAAs. But I would be stealing AAAs from all the remotes in the house,
Yeah,
and my stepdad would get so pissed. Like he would get so mad. And he'd be like, but what I started doing, what I realized is that my AAAs in my Game Boy, if I just replaced the ones in the remote with the ones from my Game Boy, the remote would still work because it didn't require as much power as my Game Boy. So I just did that.
I did the same thing.
Let's see. What were some other things about my Game Boy experience? So like yeah, I really just got into my Game Boy Color, and I mostly got into it because so I come from like a really rough house. Like my as a kid, and this is kind of intense, but I'm not gonna like go into a lot of detail, but like the house I lived at most of the time with my mom, my stepdad was really abusive. And so, like, I was grounded for years. I was supposedly grounded for about like 4 years straight. I wasn't allowed to go anywhere or do anything, or play any video games or watch like any TV. But I would sneak around, and I would watch Dragon Ball Z before my mom came home, right after school. And I played my Game Boy because, I was able to. It was Game Boy Pocket. I was able to like actually sneak it around in like my backpack and my Trapper Keeper and stuff. That's one of the reasons why I really got into. Actually, it's probably what happened to my Game Boy Pocket. It probably got lost somewhere because I hid it, like in something from my mom and like left it there. I almost guarantee that's what happened to it. But I used to hide it all the time, and so that's what really got me into it. And so like, I couldn't really play my N64 that much except at my dad's house. But I could play my Game Boy, and I just remember like. Let's see. So the Game Boy Camera, yeah. And then I got after the Game Boy Camera, we got like Star Wars, like the NES Star Wars. And dude, that game could suck it. I hate that game so much. I tried playing it again this week after talking about it last time, and I was just like, wow, this game's terrible. It's still just as bad as I remember it. And that game sucks so bad. And then we had Turok, the Bionosaur Hunter, the Game Boy version,
By
and that's a
wait,
good game.
bio wait, what? Bionosaur?
But Bionosaur. It's like bio sore.
So they're like cyborg dinosaurs?
Absolutely.
Good.
Dude, that game is awesome. The Game Boy version of it, and it still has some of the best chiptune music I've heard in video games ever. The composer is just incredible. I love listening to the soundtracks from those games. He did like Turok 1, 2, and 3, and then Rage Wars all on the Game Boys. And they're all good. The first one is like the best in my opinion, but they're just kind of action platformers. They move a little slower. Like you have limited ammo. You really use your knife most of the time. But man, those games are fun. They're super fun. And so I got that. Played that a bunch. We also had Godzilla for the Game Boy, and that game was terrible. Just terrible. Just so terrible. But man, those are the main things I remember. I remember those ones up until we got Pokemon, and I got really into Pokemon cards. When did I get into Pokemon cards? I got really into Pokemon cards in like 5th grade, and because they were, I just saw somebody that had them, and I thought the art was cool because some of them looked like dinosaurs. And
Yeah, I remember you telling me about that before.
I saw Charmander, and I was like, oh sweet, dinosaurs! But he's on fire. That's awesome. And so. So I like, went out to the mall that night and bought Pokemon cards because I was like, I'm gonna be ahead of the curve and I'm gonna be the cool kid at school that has a bunch of Pokemon cards, and it worked. for like a week until they got really popular and everybody had them. But I always told people they would play the games, and I don't know why I said this. I think because I hated the anime. I really, really hated the cartoon as a kid. And so I thought the game were based off the cartoon, and so I told everybody, like, no, I don't like the games. The games are terrible. I've played them and I don't like them, even though I'd never touched them in my life. I would tell people, like, I don't like the games. They're not fun. They're based off the stupid cartoon. I like the cards better.
Was it just maybe because maybe like Pokemon Yellow had been out or something?
Maybe that I bet you that's exactly what it was. I bet you that's exactly what happened. I probably saw Pokemon Yellow and thought the games were based off the cartoon. But my uncle, he bought Pokemon Blue for my brother for his birthday, for Graham's birthday. And what do you think happened?
You played a lot of Pokemon.
Well, I commandeered it for my brother. He barely even got to play it. I still feel bad about that to this day. Like, I feel terrible. Like, on his birthday, I started playing it, and by the time we got out to the car after his birthday party, I'd already had a Charmeleon.
Oh my gosh. Oh. So you had like beat
But
the first gym before the
yeah.
party was over.
Yes.
Oh my gosh.
I
That's
felt really
awesome.
bad. Yeah, I just remember, like, I remember still being at the party and saying to him, like, "Oh, I found a Zubat!" So, like, we must have gotten into, like, Mount Moon,
Yeah.
like, before the party was over, and that just blows my mind, because, I mean, I don't know how we did it that fast, but we did. I think also because the instruction booklet had like a little, remember the instruction booklet had like a little guide at the beginning? I think that might have been why we knew what to do. And also just because, like, we knew so much about Pokemon from collecting the cards. We knew, like, what evolved into what already. We knew, like, what levels they evolved at and different stuff like that. But,
See, I never got into the cards until, I had played quite a bit of the game. I don't remember if I finished the game before I got into the cards, but.
yeah, I don't know why that just came first for us. So, but yeah, we got really, really into Pokemon. And that was kind of like, that was a big deal, because that kind of right before that, I'd been really into Ocarina of Time, which we had kind of just finished right before we got Pokemon. And then so those two games kind of like solidified, I'm into video games now. Like, this is my
Yeah.
deal. And
This is life now.
this is my jam. And so yeah, we got into those two, and then I don't know what else. Pokemon was awesome, and then I started getting into RPGs. I picked up Final Fantasy Legend 2. I remember that, and just like when I saw that, all my friends were playing Final Fantasy games, and I was like, "There's a Final Fantasy for the Game Boy!" And so we bought Final Fantasy Legend 2, and that was like my first, real RPG. Whenever we had a Game Boy Color, we got Dragon Quest III, and I remember that was like a huge impact for me too, because it was like a huge RPG where you could, like, make your own characters and stuff. That blew my mind on the Game Boy. And I don't know, it was just, man, so many good games for the Game Boy. I don't even remember half the stuff that I had. I remember we had Kirby's Block Ball at one point,
Oh
'cause I think
yeah, I
someone
remember that game.
lent it. Yeah, someone lent it to us, and we never gave it back. Man, what else?
I remember having
I don't
so
even
much fun
know.
with Pokemon Pinball.
Yes. Oh, we did have Pokemon Pinball. I still have Pokemon Pinball. I still have the same one. Yeah, that game was awesome too. Jeez. So rad. Oh, and we had that cart.
Oh,
We had that
the bootleg
the
one?
cart that had, yes, that had
Yeah.
like 28 games on it. That was the first time that I played.
Janky ass Mario clones.
Well, it didn't it was they weren't even clones. It just had like the games. But some of the games were the Japanese
Oh, wait, that
versions.
one. Yeah, okay.
Like, some of
Yeah.
the games were the
I remember you
yeah,
telling me this.
some of them were the Japanese versions of the games. And so like I played Contra 3 for the first time on the Game Boy. But it was the Game Boy version of Contra 3, and it was in Japanese, and it was called Contra Spirits. And so, like, we had that. Actually, I'm looking through my drawer right now. Man, Pokemon Silver was huge. Oh, there's so much stuff in here that I'm going crazy about. Oh my gosh, Harvest Moon 2. Oh man, that was huge for me. Like, so my friend Chris, the one from Japan I talked about earlier, he had Harvest Moon 2 for the Game Boy. Which it seems like they're not going to release on the virtual console. They're just going to jump straight to 3. I'm really disappointed about that. But he had Harvest Moon 2 for the Game Boy, and I was like, "What's this?" And he was like, "Oh, it's a game where you farm and stuff." And for some reason, I heard that, and I immediately was just like, "Oh my gosh! Like, that sounds so cool to me!" Like,
Dude, I was the same way.
yeah,
I don't think I actually checked out. I was pretty late to the Harvest Moon party, though. I remember. Well, actually, no, that's not true, because I remember renting Harvest Moon 64. So I guess it. Because I thought it was Animal Crossing that brought me to Harvest Moon, but I guess not.
I just remember like seeing that and him telling me that, and then like I kind of had this moment where I just pictured myself in like another life, farming and like getting married and doing all this different stuff, and I was like, okay, I gotta try this out. And so I just tried it out, and it just connected with me in a huge way where I was like, it's sort of that it was Animal Crossing before there was Animal Crossing. It was a game where there's a bit more of a point to it than the stuff you do in Animal Crossing, but it's more about like the relationships you build and all these different things. And I loved that. I thought that was the coolest thing. And so I got super into Harvest Moon 2. And then we also, after we got, because we were already into Zelda, so we picked up, like you said earlier, Link's Awakening DX, which was my first 2D Zelda. And that game was freaking
That
awesome as
was
well. Man,
my
I'm.
first 2D Zelda too. Wait, no, it wasn't.
Yep.
I'm an idiot.
Man, it's a good game. So good. Oh, we also had Donkey Kong Land 2, but I never really played it. My brother played it a bunch, but I never really got into it.
I want to pick those games up, but there's always something else that I'd rather get.
Yeah.
Because I've got
They're
like
good.
the first two Donkey Kong countries on my Super Nintendo.
I remember Chris, he would keep giving me his Game Boy games. I don't know why. He gave me the Japanese version of Super Mario Land 2, which I never knew that it was the I just thought it was like, no, it's just Super Mario, it's just a weird Japanese Super Mario. I never even knew it came out in the US. And I got super into that game. And then he also had a, you know
What
what
was it?
Kunio-kun is? You ever heard of those? Kunio-kun. It's a series of like beat
Okay.
'em ups in Japan. Okay, River City Ransom. Right? Okay, it's actually from a
Oh, okay.
series in Japan called Kunio-kun about two delinquents that get in fist fights in the street. He had a Kunio-kun game for the Game Boy, and he gave it to me. And I never realized what it was back in the day, but it was, it's River City Ransom on the Game Boy. And it's really good, actually. I mean, well, I don't know if I use the term really good, but it's good. It's okay. It's solid. And I played that a bunch too. But man, I'm just like
See, I
remembering
just
all
have
these things that
like,
we used to have now.
three or four games and just played them a lot.
Yeah. My dad, I had a dad that liked to try and buy our love, so that helped.
I actually just remember Game Boy memory. I remember, for whatever reason, whatever child logic in my head, I guess probably because I saw it on TV would be my guess, but I remember renting a Winter Olympics game for the Game Boy from Crown Video, and I remember like playing that a bunch, but then I lost the game, and I remember being in like trouble because I lost it, and my parents were gonna like pay for it, and then like months later I found the game and we took it back and they refunded the money, and I think I had like had to like at least pay part of it with my allowance or something, and so I just remember like being so relieved that I had found it and that I could rent games again.
The next time you're over, I'm gonna show you this bootleg cart.
Still know why I rented a stinking Olympics game.
Because you were so into the Olympics as a kid.
I wasn't though. I probably just was. I probably just like didn't see anything else I wanted to rent, and like had seen the Olympics on TV or something.
Oh man, I'm like looking over my bootleg cart right now, and there's like so many cool games in here I totally forgot about. Bubble Bobble Jr. is a Game Boy version of Bubble Bobble. I played that a ton. And Super RC Pro-Am.
Oh.
Did you ever play the RC Pro-Am for the NES? Oh, it's a good game.
It's a great game.
And the, yeah, what else do they have in here?
There's like an arcade version of that, isn't there?
Yeah, I think so. Flip Pull, man, that was a great
I
like
remember playing
puzzle
that
game.
arcade version at the movie theater in the mall.
Yeah. Oh, geez, this game.
Or maybe it was on
Most under
GameCube.
most underrated Game Boy game in history. I never heard anyone talk about it except Chad Conselmo one time. It's called the Japanese version is called Totsugeki Tank, and in the US it's called Trax, like Trax. It's made by HAL Laboratories, so like the guys who made Kirby, and you play as this like tank that just like blasts the crap out of like everything, and you turn your turret pressing the A button, and then you drive around using the D-pad, and you shoot using the B button, and you pick up all these different power-ups, and it's kind of a shmup where you play as this like cute little tank and you shoot all kinds of crap, and it's so good, like so good. But anyway, if next whenever I do the Pocketoid live stream, I'm totally playing this game and showing it off to everyone. Oh, Totsugeki Tank. So good.
So this is probably going to have a pretty obvious answer, but what's
What?
your favorite Game Boy game?
That's actually really hard for me.
Or I guess we could say, we could even make it simpler and just say, what's like the favorite Game Boy game that you had when you were younger?
I mean, obviously that's probably Pokemon. Obviously,
I
but
mean,
like,
I owe Pokemon a lot of my nerdiness.
yeah. I mean, man, Pokemon was just, and it was like nothing you'd ever seen on the Game Boy. It was so, it was like so, such a huge game with all these different things to collect, and going back and playing it's really ingenious how they kind of, did it. Like, there's not a lot of animation in the game. They spent most of the data on like these, or like there's these sprites for the Pokemon, but there's only like 150 of them, and they, I don't know, it's pretty ingenious how they managed to fit all that on the cart. But it felt like this giant adventure, even though like all the visuals are pretty similar throughout the game. And like
But
I
as a
don't know.
kid, like, it feels like you just, once you finished it, you feel like you accomplished the biggest task in your entire life.
Yes, absolutely. Man, that game's awesome. Yeah, a lot of Pokemon was probably my favorite. I would say that Final Fantasy Legend 2 probably came in a close second. That game was also just huge for me. And it was so odd and weird that it just kind of struck a chord for some reason, because it's a weird RPG. It's not your typical kind of role-playing game. It's a saga game, and those games are, hard to understand even as an adult. But as a kid, I was just like, this is the strangest thing.
All I ever had, like, to play was Tetris, Pokemon, Ren and Stimpy, Zelda. I can't remember really owning
I
any other game. Well, actually, I found a copy of a when I was moving, I found a copy of this Game Boy game. It was just like called Baseball, made by Nintendo.
Yeah.
And I guess I had that. I don't ever remember playing it, but apparently I have it. So I've got that. I need to like throw it on my my Super Game Boy and
Oh, I just
play
remembered
it.
that my friend Rick, oh geez, I had Castlevania Legend. I just remembered that, which
Oh man.
a lot of people consider that to be a bad Castlevania, but I as a kid I loved it. I really enjoyed it. I also had never played a Castlevania before, so but yeah, I had Castlevania Legend, which is like really rare now. So I was really pissed when that cartridge broke. It just completely bu it's like completely busted. But man, that game's like super rare, so it's like hard to find. And then my friend Rick, we went to a store one time and they had a copy of Metroid 2. And he was like, "Oh, you've got to get Metroid 2. You've got to get such a great game. Oh, it's so good." And like I did not get it. Like I just like started playing it and I was like, "I do not like this game and I don't understand why he told me it was so good." But I kept playing it because he kept, because he had made such a big deal about it. But even this day, I think it's a pretty good game, but I'd still like get lost and can't really figure it out.
Oh yeah, it's so easy to get lost in the game.
Yeah. There's no map. Oh, no map at all. But and then he
It's
also
pretty frustrating.
Rick also gave me Top Rank Tennis, which we have to talk about tennis if we're
Oh god,
doing a Game Boy
stop.
episode.
Tennis!
Top Rank Tennis was fantastic, man. That was a good game.
Wasn't better than tennis.
Oh, geez, I'm remembering like all these games I had. Holy crap, I had so many Game Boy games. I also had I had Samurai Showdown with the Game Boy version, and that was a really good game. Takara did these Game Boy versions of like different fighting games, and they did an awesome job. They really did. Like those games still hold up to this day.
Did they do that Street Fighter Game Boy game?
Yes, they did. Yeah, it's pretty good, but it's not their best one. I'd say their best ones are Samurai Showdown, and then also, what was it? Battle Arena Toshinden, which also I had as well. And Battle Arena Toshinden, like the PlayStation games are terrible, and then the Game Boy game is good.
When you said the name of that game at first, I thought you said Ballerina.
No, Battle Arena Toshinden. I have a
And I was
cold.
like, well, it's a Japanese game. Why not?
Ballerina
A
Toshinden.
bunch of
Yeah,
ballerinas fighting.
it's like a dancing fighting game. You want to know something crazy? Chris, he had this Japanese Dance Dance Revolution game for his Game Boy. It was straight up Dance Dance Revolution, like on the Game Boy. It was weird. Very strange. And he had like a little DDR pad for his Game Boy. It was
Wait,
like
really? You didn't just play with like the D-pad?
you could, but they had like this accessory, and it was like, man, how did it go? The accessory was like it looked like a big DDR pad slapped on the front of your Game Boy. Like I don't even know how to explain it. It was weird. And you like played DDR with your fingers like as if they were feet.
So weird. We should have Chris on sometime and just have him talk about all the weird Japanese stuff he had.
Dude, he still has stuff that I'm still finding. He had Shirin the Wanderer 2 for the Game Boy Color.
Whoa.
And like I didn't even know they made that. And the last time I was at his house, like I just saw it and I was like, "Wait, this is Shirin the Wanderer 2." He's like, "Yeah, I hate that game." I was like, "You can shove it. This game's awesome." I was like, "I will take it if you don't want it." And then he also had like a Grandia Game Boy Color game. And which just got recently translated like a year ago. And then it's called like Grandia Parallel Trippers or something like
Of
that.
course it is.
And then he had some game that was like a Zelda Link's Awakening clone where you could like change classes. He let me borrow it and he was like, "You gotta play this game. It's so good." And I was like, "Okay." And then like it was in Japanese. I was like, "Chris, I can't play this." Like, I'm sorry. I tried really hard, but
I tried to read Japanese best I could, but it turns out I can't read Japanese. I never knew.
I never knew it could be like this. Okay, here's what I gotta ask you. Did you ever have a Handy Boy?
Yeah, I totally did.
Yeah. I still have mine.
The
I'm
Swiss
holding
Army knife for Game Boy.
Yes, I'm still holding it in my hands right now. Like I have it right here. I bought it.
I wish I had so much of the stuff that I used to have that I don't have anymore.
I had this. I also had this, it was because mine's for a Game Boy Color, and then I also had this like rechargeable battery pack for the back of my Game Boy Color, and it had like grips on it that stuck out the side, kind of like wings, on like a PlayStation controller, and then I would slap that on there, and then I would slap the handy pack on the top, and my freaking Game Boy Color looked like a Starship Enterprise. Like
That's so
it
ridiculous.
was like like it seriously had like. It was just gigantic. I don't even know where that charger went to, but I had that. Oh yeah, my dad, like, yeah, okay, I want to ask you, what were some of your favorite Game Boy accessories that you had?
I mean, the only ones I remember having was that and one of those like worm lights that you plug in.
Yes, those are terrible. Those were so bad. I stole one of those from Toys R Us and got caught when I was a kid.
I always liked my different like Game Boy cases that would hold my Game Boy and like a bunch of dumb accessories and games.
Yes, I had this one. I wish I still had it. It was like it went over your shoulder, and it had this like material that you've seen my like laptop bag, right? It had the same material as like my laptop bag, and then when you opened it up, it had like yeah, a spot for your Game Boy, and then like 8 or 9 or like I think like 8 games, and like a charge cord and some other stuff.
Someone came in and stole a bunch of like old video game stuff, and people constantly bring in things that we can't buy, and a lot of times they'll just leave them there
Yeah.
and be like, okay, just whatever, throw it away. And I have this Game Boy case floating around somewhere, and it is a Jurassic Park 3 Game Boy case. I think it's in the back of my car right now, maybe.
Like a Game Boy Advance case?
Yeah.
That's awesome.
It's actually really terrible. It's
Terribly
just like
awesome.
a terrible, terrible Game Boy case, and then says Jurassic Park 3 on the front. I wish it just said Jurassic Park 3 in like Comic Sans. That'd be hilarious,
Yes.
but it's just like the Jurassic Park 3 logo.
Awesome. Man, oh man, oh man. Game Boy was just it's so good. I didn't even remember most of the stuff that I had until we started talking about it. I had a lot of Game Boy games. Holy crap. I don't even know how I think I bought a lot of them used and like later, you know, like I think I must have gotten good deals on them because I don't know how I got all those. I mean, my dad didn't buy me that many games. A lot of those were, I guess my friends gave them to me, and then also like I probably just saved up some of my own money. I used to do a lot of work for my dad, and he would pay me as a kid, like at the mall store, like at Chick-fil-A, and then I would just spend, I would drop it all on video games. So
I
it's probably what happened.
mean, the Game Boy, it was just great because it, like you've said, it's just so, personal, and it's great to be able to take it with
Yeah.
you anywhere so you can have an escape anywhere you are.
Thanks, Game Boy. And a lot of
Thank you,
bad
thanks,
things.
Game Boy.
Probably would have done a lot better in school if I hadn't had it. I know I would have done a lot better in summer school because I literally played Turok 2 like on my Game Boy Color the entire time I was in fifth grade summer school. But whatever.
Well, did we have anything else on the list to talk about?
I don't think so. I think that's about it. I
All right.
Game Boy was awesome.
Love you, Game Boy.
Yeah.
You're a good guy. So I guess let's get into some Twitter things.
Let's get into some Twitter things.
Let's get in that there Twitter things. So I tweeted out as we were recording, asking if anyone had anything, any memories or anything.
We also got some stuff before that too, though.
Yeah, I'm just starting off with like the
Oh, okay.
one response I got.
Oh,
It was from my friend Zach Hinkle. You can find his Twitter is at Zach Hinkle GD, which is graphic designer, not a expletive. He said, "Oh man, so many memories, or so many Game Boy memories. My favorite, running in Mario and guessing where the enemies are with all the blinking."
yes, absolutely.
Portable Power FM. They wanted to hear about the Handy Boy. We kind of talked about that.
Yes, Handy Boy was fantastic.
Craig, who is TV and Lust, says Skater Die Tour de Thrash is one of my unsung favorites.
Oh, I actually had a friend that had that game. I didn't play
I
it a
think I
lot, but
might have
I
played
watched
that,
it.
actually. I remember playing a Skater Die game on my Game Boy. I assume it was
Yeah,
probably that one.
I'm guessing it was too.
I don't know how many Skater Die games were on the Game Boy.
Yeah.
Weird Al Yankovic, not the
Is
famous
it?
singer,
Is I think
but a
it's
different
Yan. I
one.
think it's Yancevic.
Maybe
Because
it is. That would make sense.
his name's Alki Yance or Alki Yancey.
Yeah, that makes more sense.
We got Dyson Syndrome.
It says Donkey Kong, Link's Awakening, and Tetris were his top three Game Boy games. Those are all really good. Game Boy Tetris is probably the best pure vision or version, he said. Vision. I can't read. Oh my gosh.
Oh yeah, Donkey Kong 94. I forgot about that. My friend Garrett had it, and I was always trying to get him to give it to me. He never would, or let me borrow it. And he was like, "No, you can't borrow it." And I was like, "Why?" And he's like, "My mom plays it sometimes." I'm like, "No,
My
she
mom plays it
doesn't."
sometimes. XC Warrior 1 has a difficulty, at least. Question would be, name five third-party Game Boy games you want on Virtual Console that would actually have a chance of being released. Man, that's really hard because, like I was saying earlier, I didn't play all that many Game Boy games. Game Boy Advance was where I actually started being able to own more than three games at a time.
Okay. Final Fantasy Adventure, Final Fantasy Legend 1, Final Fantasy Legend 2, Final Fantasy Legend 3. That's 4. And I'll say Contra 3, the Game Boy version. I think those all have a decent chance of getting
Well,
localized. I don't,
how
or maybe
about
not, but I think they have an okay chance. So.
that one Resident Evil Game Boy game that never came out and then
Oh, I
someone
had
leaked
that.
it online?
Oh, no. I had Resident Evil Gaiden is what I had.
Yeah. Is that game
That was
good? That's the one on the boat?
Yes, people don't like it, but I like it a lot. I had a lot of fun with it as a kid, so it's different, but I mean it's how you would do a Resident Evil game on a Game Boy. Like, I don't know what else you would do.
Yeah.
So, but yeah, I liked it. Yeah, the Resident Evil one that got leaked though. That looked like a thing.
Oh, I don't know how likely it would be, but I would totally like to play those Turok platformers you were talking about.
Yes, I doubt it would happen because I think they're licensed technically from the comics, but yeah, they're great. You can always get them on an emulator, so.
I think this was a Game Boy Color game and probably won't come out because Rare, but there was that Conker game for the Game Boy before Conker's Bad Fur Day was a thing.
There was? I
Yeah,
don't even remember
there was a
that.
Conker game for Game Boy. I'm gonna look it up while I'm talking. I remember seeing it at Toys R Us a long time ago, then also just briefly reading about it in an issue of Nintendo Power, and then like a year later or something, seeing Conker's Bad Fur Day and being like, oh, what? What has happened here? Conker's Pocket Tales. That's what it was called. It was the first solo game in the series.
Huh.
Let me look this. Let me look this.
Weird.
Come on, Wikipedia. Yeah, it was a Game Boy Color game made by Rare. Came out June 8th, 1999. It was rated E for everyone. Conker uses a slingshot to defeat enemies. Like many other main video game characters, Conker can walk and run. That is from the Wikipedia page.
That's funny.
The player can pause the game and show the amount of slingshot ammo in presence. The player
Good.
can also save the Here's the plot of the game. Conker celebrates his birthday, but the evil Acorn steals his presents and kidnaps Barry, his girlfriend. Conker's goal is to retrieve the presents and rescue Barry. Gotta get all them presents back. The game features a dual format cartridge that serves as both a Game Boy and Game Boy Color game. The gameplay is presented from an overhead perspective where players control Conker the Squirrel. Unlike Conker's Bad Fur Day and Conker Live and Reloaded, Conker's Pocket Tales is lighthearted in nature and is designed to appeal to a general audience. Man, I can't read that. Yeah. So that game is probably not that good. But
No.
so there's my really crappy answer to that question. It was a good question, I just didn't have a good answer. Sorry. Tyler Alou. To determine your level of Game Boy nostalgia, which do you prefer? Pea soup, Game Boy visuals, or black and white?
Black and white.
Yeah, black and white. Pea soup,
I mean, I didn't really own a pea soup, so well, I mean, I did eventually, but it wasn't the one I grew up with,
I
so.
have one, but it's probably the reason I wear glasses.
Yep.
I'm just gonna blame the Game Boy on my poor eyesight and not Gen X. My
Yeah.
mom got tested for glaucoma the other day. She doesn't have it. High five.
Good.
Then he also says, my weirdest Game Boy memory is lacking foresight and buying Game Boy games like crazy in 07, 08. Idea of the virtual console on handheld never occurred to me. Smurfy McGee says, just said Tetris question mark. Also, what's your favorite iteration of the Game Boy? So I think when he says that he probably, I guess we're just going to count Game Boy, Game Boy Pocket, and Game Boy Color.
Yeah, that's what I would count.
So, I mean, I that one's
I
really
like the
hard.
po I like the Pocket a lot, but I still think that the Game Boy Color is my favorite. I just love how small it is, and
The Game Boy
yeah.
Color just felt so good in your hands. They had that like nice curve on the back. It just fit your hands
Yeah.
really well. But I just have so many memories of my Game Boy Pocket. That was the Game Boy that I played Pokemon Blue on.
Yeah.
It's just, I have a lot of good memories attached to that, but I guess if we're going, just design wise, Game Boy Color. Oh
Yeah.
man, I took that Game Boy Color just everywhere. Oh my gosh. I miss my Game Boy Color. Stupid, dumb, young me selling things.
Yep, I feel the same way about a lot of things.
That's all the Twitter responses.
All right.
So there's that. Okay, let's wrap it up before I start telling you a bunch of not game related things.
Okay. Oh!
Okay. So, thank you for listening. Luckily, this is a shorter episode. I mean, if it weren't for the Game Boy, we wouldn't be here doing this right now. Man, it's kind of strange to think about, like, how different my life would be if Game Boy didn't exist.
Yeah, it's really weird to think
No Game
about.
Boy equals no Pokemon. Who knows what I'd be doing right now?
Yeah.
I could be dead in a ditch.
Yep. You
Life connects in weird ways.
could be a millionaire, who knows?
I could be a millionaire.
No, I'd probably be on drugs
Yeah.
personally.
Sounds about right.
I honestly remember at one point thinking to myself when I was a teenager, like, why would I get on drugs? I have video games.
Oh, I thought the same thing many a time. No, I just like I thought to myself so many times, like, I worry that I would actually be a really terrible person if it weren't for video games. I don't like maybe that's really kind of silly. Maybe I'd be just a slightly different person, but I don't know. I have from time to time thought I would just be just the worst person if it weren't for video games.
And if it weren't for Game Boy specifically.
Yeah.
So thanks, Game Boy.
Thanks,
Thank
Game
you
Boy.
so much.
Thanks for keeping us alive and sane.
Thanks, Goomba
Thank you, base Nintendo.
Yokoi.
Anyways, we were wrapping that up before, had a weird existential moment. You can, of course, listen to us on the internet and find us on the internet. We're on the internet. You can go to pocketoid.blogspot.com or pocketoidpodcast.com. You can follow us on Twitter at Pocketoid. You can follow me on Twitter at Addison_L. Oh.
You can follow me on Twitter at
Yeah,
Jackal27.
and he's going to be doing a lot more streaming because his internet is good. So maybe we'll do some
Yep.
streaming together. Who knows? We'll try to figure that out. And
Yes.
I don't know if it got cut out of this episode or not, but I think we're going to try to do a fun little E3, just kind of quickie podcast and throw it up. Yeah,
Just a quickie.
we probably won't actually edit it at all, and you can see how just insane and terrible this can be without editing, all the hard work editing that Jordan does, and you should thank him for that.
I talked to some people recently, and they were just like, yeah, we don't edit our podcasts. I'm just like, what does your podcast sound like? Because ours would sound like me sniffling and snorting and Addison's cat causing havoc and
Yeah, so we will probably release that on like the evening of June 10th, after the Nintendo conference.
Yeah.
I guess it's not really a conference, but direct, whatever.
Yeah.
Who cares? After Nintendo is like, "Listen, nerds, here's all this stuff." Yeah.
Yes. And we'll be like, all right,
What if
Nintendo,
they released
here's our
a
money once
Smash
again.
demo that day? like for the 3DS on the eShop.
I wouldn't go back to work. I
I
would be at
know,
home
but the
playing
problem
Smash Brothers with you.
is all those stupid demos. Like, you can play it 30 times. Normally, that's fine. Not for a Smash demo. I would meet that in, like, at least 24 hours, if not 12.
The solution is to never exit out of it and just keep your 3DS in sleep mode.
Yeah, but then what about when I want to play another game?
Don't.
Oh,
Ever.
I didn't think about that. did you see all of our responses to Dream announcements at Nintendo?
Yes, I did.
I believe I said something
I
like
was.
that Reggie would reveal he's actually just two dogs on top of each other in a suit. And then Evan,
Yes.
like at the same exact time as I was typing that, Evan just said, "Reggie is my dad." That was his dream announcement. Oh, man. Anyways, yeah, do the internet things and listen to us, you stupid people. We love you.
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah.
We love you. Have a
Okay,
good
love you.
time.
Bye.
Bye.
Oh,
All right.
dude,
Stop
all my
recording
friends.
now.
Okay, I'm sorry.